Thanks for downloading and listening to Marlins Rewind. All right, storylines entering last night's ballgame. Marlins are on their first three-game win streak of the season. Giancarlo Stanton's homered in all three games, and lefty Justin Nicolino made his 2016 season debut. Tying all the stories together for your listening pleasure, Glenn Geffner.
Where do you begin? What a win for the Marlins tonight. They beat the Dodgers 2-0 in dramatic fashion. The Marlins have won four in a row. They have won the first three games of this series at Dodger Stadium. They have won three games in a single series in Los Angeles for just the second time in franchise history. Tomorrow night, they're going to have a chance to go for their first ever four-game sweep here in L.A. The way this one started, you wouldn't have thought there would be need for late-inning dramatics tonight, but there was indeed that need. Nonetheless, Miami got off to a great start against Scott Kazmir in inning number one. D. Gordon and Martin Prado started the game off with back-to-back singles, putting men at first and second with nobody out. Christian Yelich then lined out to Yasiel Puig in right, but Gordon took third, and the Marlins had men at the corners for Giancarlo Stanton.
And the pitch. And a broken bat drive out into left field. That's a base hit and a run batted in. D. Gordon scores. The Marlins have a 1-0 lead on Stanton's 17th RBI.
That was their third hit in the inning, and they weren't done with Giancarlo at first and Prado at second. Up step Marcelo Ozuna.
Now 2-1 coming to Ozuna. The pitch on the way, and Marcel swings, and he singles through the left side. And being waved at third base is Prado. The throw to the plate, Prado slides safely. And they want to look at that. A.J. Ellis pointed to the dugout right away and said, check that out. Ellis thought they got him. As of right now, he's been called safe in a 2-0 Marlins lead.
Yeah, and the Dodgers would indeed look at the video, but they'd see no reason to challenge. He was indeed safe at the plate. The Marlins had a 2-0 lead at the end of half an inning. They sent seven men to the plate in the first. They scored two runs on four hits. RBI single from Stanton and Ozuna. It was a 27-pitch first inning for Scott Kazmir. So Justin Nicolino returning to the big leagues from AAA tonight, staked through the early lead, and he was magnificent. Pitched a 1-2-3 first inning, got on a roll. He allowed a hit to Corey Seager, went out in the second inning, but that was all. He walked Kike Hernandez with two outs in the third inning, but escaped unscored upon. He walked the first man, Adrian Gonzalez, in the fourth inning, but again, he was able to hang the zero there. Through six innings, he had retired 18 of the 21 men he had faced in this ballgame, and he still had a 2-0 lead. In the sixth, though, the Dodgers got a leadoff single from Justin Turner after Corey Seager flew out to left field. Turner was still at first with one out. Tying man stepped to the plate, Howie Kendrick. Only Tom Kohler got more double play balls last year. There's a ground ball back to the pitcher. Nicolino to D. That's one. Back to first. There you go. Double play. Nicolino is through seven with a two-hit shutout. We were talking about how nice a double play would look in a situation like that, and Justin Nicolino delivered, so the Marlins maintained their 2-0 lead into the eighth inning. Now, we talked about this in the eighth inning. Tonight, the Marlins presumably, Don Mattingly wouldn't say this publicly before the ball game, but we could deduce that with A.J. Ramos having pitched three games in a row, with Kyle Bearclaw having pitched three games in a row, neither one of them was going to be available tonight in that Marlins bullpen. So the Marlins were saving David Phelps, we thought, for the ninth inning and hoping to get through the seventh and the eighth with the starter Nicolino, presumably, and then with some combination of Brian Morris, maybe Jose Urania, Cody Egi, Craig Breslow is out in that bullpen as well. So we went to the eighth inning with the Marlins up 2-0, and Nicolino got the first man, A.J. Ellis, on a ground ball to second. So there was one out in the eighth inning. At that point, Don Mattingly decided that Nicolino had had enough after 99 pitches, 57 strikes tonight. He brought Brian Morris into the ballgame, and the hope was that maybe Morris could make it quick and easy and get through the eighth. But on four pitches, Morris walked pinch hitter Chase Utley. So Mattingly took Morris out of the ballgame, went to the lefty Cody Egi to face the switch-hitting pinch hitter Yasmani Grandal, and Egi walked Grandal. Now it's back to the top of the order with Kike Hernandez due to hit. At that point, Mattingly went to his big gun. He brought David Phelps in for what we thought would be a five-out save opportunity here tonight. Now, Jock Peterson, the lefty hitter, pinch hit for Hernandez when Phelps came into the ballgame. And Phelps got the count to 2-2 on Peterson. He missed just inside with a close 2-2 pitch for ball three. And then he threw what looked like virtually the exact same pitch again on 3-2. And again, he didn't get the call. Todd Tishner said ball four. Phelps asked, where was it? And Todd Tishner threw him out of the ballgame. So he had walked Peterson to load the bases, And then he got ejected from the game, meaning the man I had called the Marlins' last line of defense tonight was now out of the game with the bases loaded and only one out in the eighth inning. Don Mattingly came out to take up the argument. He was ejected from the game, and the Marlins really at that point had very few options. Where do you go? They didn't want to use Ramos. They didn't want to use Bear Claw, so it came down to either the lefty veteran Craig Breslow or the young flame-throwing right-hander Jose Ureña. We've talked about it in the past. Marlins officials have said that one day Ureña could close in the big leagues. He's got that kind of stuff. They just didn't know that night was going to be tonight. He came out with the bases loaded, one out in the eighth inning. The Marlins trying to protect a 2-0 lead. And who was the first man he had to face? How about Yasiel Puig? Trying to protect the 2-0 lead. Bases loaded, one out for the Dodgers. Puig at the plate. The set and the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Well, that's coming up big. Two down. And now the veteran, Adrian Gonzalez. It would not get any easier. He had gotten Puig, but there was no chance to breathe a sigh of relief because now he had to face one of the great RBI men in the game over the last decade, Adrian Gonzalez. The 1-1, Gonzalez drives one to right. Stanton is over. He's going to get there. He's got it, and the Marlins are out of the inning. Wow. It took five pitchers, but the Marlins hang another zero in the eighth. The Dodgers leave them loaded. Five pitchers in the span of six batters, two ejections in the inning, three walks to load the bases, and the kid, Jose Ureña, strikes out Puig. He gets Gonzalez and a flying ball to right, and we went to the ninth. Still, the Marlins in front, 2-0. That Ureña escaped back in the eighth inning is our move of the game. Brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So in the ninth, Ureña trying to get a five-out save. He'd had four saves in the minor leagues, two in the Dominican Summer League, two in the single-A South Atlantic League. In the ninth, he faced Justin Turner to get things started. Turner, ground ball to short out number one. Then Corey Seager, ground ball to third. That was out number two. So he was not away from slamming the door facing the veteran, Howie Kendrick.
Here's the 1-2. A swing, he just got a piece of it, or did he make contact? No, the ball's at the backstop. Realmuto retrieves, throws to first, and it's in time at first base to end the game on a bang-bang play. What a recovery by JT. It's a strikeout of Howie Kendrick to end the ball game. It took a throw from the backstop to first base, 2-3 for the final out. Ureña has his first save, and the Marlins really came up with some action here in the late innings out of that bullpen and hang on for dear life and win it 2-0.
What a win for the Marlins. Justin Nicolino went 7 2/3 innings of two-hit shutout ball. He walked two, struck out two, 99 pitches, 57 strikes. What a terrific return to the big leagues for Nicolino. But then Morris, Iggy, and Phelps each walked a man. Ureña comes on, puts out the fire in the eighth, pitches a 1-2-3 ninth. Like a seasoned pro, Marlins win it 2-0. For Miami, two runs, eight hits, no errors, eight men left on base. For Los Angeles, no runs, only two hits, no errors. The Dodgers strand six. Nicolino, the well-deserved winning pitcher, he's 1-0. Scott Kazmir, the loser, 1-2. He allowed the two first-inning runs. That was it over six innings. Seven hits, a walk, and six Ks. And Jose Ureña with his first major league save. And, boy, that's one he'll remember for a long, long time. Time of the ballgame, 3 hours, 3 minutes, and a crowd of 38,909 was here to see it. So the Marlins have won four in a row for the first time this year. They're 9-11 on the season, now 7-4 on the road. The Dodgers have dropped three straight after winning eight of their previous 11. They fall to 12-10 on the season. They're under 500 now at home.
Jose Fernandez pitches tonight, and a win would mean a sweep of four games in Los Angeles. It would also move the Marlins to just one game under 500. Mercifully, tonight's the last 10-10 start we have for some time. Join Kyle Seeloff at 9:40 for Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico. And if you start the weekend early and can't catch the whole ballgame, hit subscribe in iTunes or come right back to Marlins.com/podcast to rewind tomorrow morning.